Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Donald Trump is an expert promoter, and he was able to get a lot of myths across the table that really were not true, but it was not well promoted on the other side. I think that we also have to deal with the issue of race and gender. There was a lot of gender bias in this. There was a lot of race bias in this.
Stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve Wood, welcome to the party. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
Hey, we are having a great time here. We're filled up with sugar from the donuts that were delivered here this morning, and we're running on pure adrenaline at this point, I just have to tell you.
And just keep playing sound bites like that from the rubber now, and that'll keep you going all day.
Hey, I've got a bunch of those. Listen to David Axelrod. He said, I mean, these are the Democratic talking points this morning. It was sexism and racism is the reason that Kamala Harris didn't win. Listen to this.
Let's be honest about this, okay? Let's be absolutely blunt about it. There were appeals to racism in this campaign, and there is racial bias in this country, and there is sexism in this country.
Yeah, they all had the same talking points. That had to be the excuse. It couldn't just be that she was a horrible candidate.
And, you know, I just honestly, I have more respect for David Axelrod than what he just said right now. He's a smart guy. I don't agree with his policies, but he can read numbers. Trump did better with so many ethnic groups than he did even just 4 years ago and 8 years ago. I mean, look at what he won Latino men. He did better with Latino women. He won one out of every five black votes or men votes in North Carolina. I mean, this was a coalition that was put together that is that looks a lot more diverse, I think, maybe than like the Democratic Party does now. That just doesn't add up what they're saying. The reality is it was a diverse coalition that put Donald Trump in, and it's because he talked about the issues that affected everybody, no matter what color you were, no matter what part of the country you lived in. It affected you, the economy, the immigration issue, crime. Those issues mattered. It turns out to 80-something, million Americans, and that's who put him in office.
How long do you think it takes for Kamala Harris to actually do some sort of a concession speech? When do you think we could see that?
I'm in shock she didn't say anything last night, didn't even make a phone call. I just think it's rude. But I just think it shows the state of the party that they weren't prepared. Even though I think they knew it was coming, they had to have internal numbers showing it wasn't looking good. They just couldn't bring themselves to the fact they lost to Donald Trump again.
Yeah.
And so I don't know when she's going to come out. I mean, it's anybody's guess at this point.
Wow. So here's my question, and inquiring minds want to know, because I've heard this the entire election cycle. At what point does Donald Trump stop by the Heritage Office to pick up the Project 2025 blueprint so he can get started?
Well, now he can actually go look at it and read it and be like, oh, that's a good idea. Now I like that. Look, it's all on the website. Anybody, all of your listeners can read it, and Donald Trump can read it, and everybody's going to be in his administration can read it, because there's a lot of good ideas in there. And what's really going to be important, as you guys know, the first 18 months of this presidency is when the vast majority of all the things he's promised will have to get done. And that's true, not just because he's going to have a very narrow margin in the House. If Republicans win the House, I think they will, but it's not going to be by huge numbers. But that's going to be one of the main reasons he's got to do it. But that's just because you've got the momentum right now. You've just come off a huge election. This is when you make those promises happen. So the first 180 days, the first 18 months, this is when we need to see the most action. And I think he'll deliver. I'm not worried about it. I think he will deliver. I think he knows he doesn't have to rely on the Washington establishment. I think he learned a lot of lessons from 2016 in those 4 years. But I think he also knows a lot of Americans, including the Heritage Foundation, are ready to work with him and make it happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's no surprise to anybody where Kim and I stand on the abortion issue. We believe life begins at conception. But in the state of Missouri, Donald Trump won by 18%. The governor candidate here, the Republican, won by 21%. The same people that voted for those two conservative Republicans or Republican candidates also pulled the ballot for Amendment 3, which has now ensconced abortion up until birth into the Missouri Constitution. I'm baffled by it. I don't know who those people are.
It's really sad. And we saw better news in places like Florida last night.
Yeah.
I think it was North Dakota. There's one other place we saw that. Look, I think this is an issue that the left has been able to really turn and make people scared. And, of course, they've lied about a lot of it, and they've been given tons of money to fight that fight. But we've got to get better. And I think we can take lessons from Florida, but we got to fight this battle because you're absolutely right. We're, you know, in state after state, you're just seeing the pro-abortion lobby make inroads that they should not be making. And it's not because I believe everybody in Missouri wants to see abortion up until the moment of birth as the law of the land in that state.
Yeah.
I think they don't a lot of times understand these amendments. They don't understand the language, and that's on purpose by the left to get this stuff through. But we got to do a better job making sure people know what they're voting for.
I got to tell you, if it wasn't for all the darn hurricanes, I'd move to Florida. I just got to tell you, DeSantis is doing something right down there. He defeated recreational marijuana and the abortion issue in the same election, and he was out He was working, he was actively working against both of those, and they lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that was huge.
Yeah.
Those are big, big victories. But it shows, again, Mark, it shows it can be done.
Yep.
And it can be done in a state that's diverse like Florida. Florida's not it's not a conservative state the way you would think of, like, Alabama. Okay, it's got a lot of folks. I'm kind of, you know, the whole, and the amount of money they spent on the, trying to get the marijuana legalized.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Yep.
Huge. So it just shows if you have the right people out there talking about it in the right way, making it clear what's at stake, you can win on these issues, but you've got to be willing to get in the fray, and he was willing to do that.
We need to be studying Florida because, like you said, they're doing something right. It was disappointing our governor was not speaking out about this issue.
Well, not as strongly as DeSantis.
Not even close.
At least, that's for sure. Genevieve, thank you. Enjoy your day. We're kind of walking on air around here.
You guys, too. Well, let's keep it up for a while. Enjoy the week.
we will do that. Thank you. Genevieve Wood, senior advisor there at Heritage, out there dusting off her copy of Project 2025 so we can get to work instituting all that stuff. Said no one ever in the Republican Party.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.